Locker Room Chats here continuing on KMZ 92.1, a part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's our Axel Boys Locker Room Chat here with head coach Jason Tynan. I'm Krennan Prophet. This Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern, Axel Branch, and B&D Buildings. Well, the Axel Eagles are off and running in the Twin Valley League Tournament. Here they will be in the semifinal game here on 92.1 KMZ on Thursday at 7:30 p.m. That will be against the Donovan West Mustangs. But before we talk about that upcoming matchup, let's talk about your last two games. One that was a non-tournament game against Troy last week on Thursday, and then a big victory against the Centralia Panthers here earlier this week on Monday. Coach, tell me about these last two games for you and your team.
Against Troy, I thought we came out really fast. We started, I think we were had a 24-point first quarter. Colin set the tone for us early and got us rolling. And I think going into halftime, we were up 43-23, so we're up 20 there. We had a fast start, and then against Centralia, we kind of had the opposite. We kind of had a slow start in the first quarter. I think we only scored 10 points. I think it was 17-10, but it was 17-4 at one point, and then we kind of made a little run there, and then we had a big second quarter with Colin, two starters on the bench in foul trouble. We managed a 24-point quarter. Landon and Smith and Clayton Heinen coming off the bench played big minutes, and we were able to take a lead in the halftime against Centralia.
And going back to that Centralia game, Colin Shaughnessy got in foul trouble there early in that first half. He had some guys at the step up. Schmitz had 7 points in that second quarter in that step up. Also, Clayton Heinen, a junior, he was called up to the challenge, and he came in. He had a good, nice spark for the team. He had 7 points in that quarter. Just talking about those two guys, Schmitz and Heinen, what kind of role do they play here for this team in this tournament, and how big of a second quarter was that for both them two to get out and going on that start with Shaughnessy on the bench?
Yeah, I think it speaks a lot to our depth, and we've said it for the last couple of years. I mean, we have kids that don't see a lot of minutes or, play, really good in the role that would start at a lot of places. And Clayton is one of those kids that he's really athletic. He came a long way. But it was good for him, and it was nice to see him reap the benefit of playing those minutes when Colin got in foul trouble and Joe Liebarger got in foul trouble. And then Landon, usually kind of plays a nice little role for us, and he was a little bit more aggressive on Monday night. I think he ended up with 16, but he was just, more deliberate to that in the second quarter. Anytime, even with Logan out right now, I told the boys that, our top three leading scorers were not in the game, and we still had a 24-point quarter against a good team in the TVL, and I just speaks to the depth of our roster and, the abilities that our kids have.
One incredible milestone in that game was that Colin Shaughnessy eclipsed 1,000 career points. Just talk about the milestone here from as a player and what kind of testament he has been for this season for you and your team.
Colin's playing really well. I kind of looked at the stats early in the year or before the season started, and I thought, well, he has a chance to get 1,000. I was kind of, looking at his career averages and thought that might happen towards the end of February, but he's been on a tear here lately, and that happened middle part of January, and so it's an honor to have that. Not a lot of kids get that in their high school career. We've been privileged to have at Axel. I've now coached five kids that have reached their 1,000 points, and so he's one of a handful of kids that get it, and so I guess it's something to be proud of. But hopefully that's not his end goal, and I don't think it is. I think his end goal is to win another state championship.
Of course, for that state championship here, looking for a Twin Valley League championship, be the fourth consecutive year in a row here for you and your team. I mean, how are you going to get it done? Of course, the championship game would be played on Saturday, but you got to get through this Dauphin West team here on Thursday. What are going to be some keys here against this Dauphin West team and some keys here to winning this Twin Valley League championship?
Dauphin West is, they're a highly skilled team. They're a little younger than what we are, but that sometimes that's a good thing, because you don't always get the nerves and you just playing with house money. And so they got five or six guys that can handle the basketball and shoot the basketball, and they got a big guy in the middle. We're going to have to do a good job finding shooters and not let them get hot, keep them in front, and then block out the big guy and keep them off the glass, and hopefully they use a little of our physicality and our maturity to our advantage. The refs kind of sometimes dictate that, and then overall it just playing your game this time of year. It's about getting better and improving, working on the things. Like, I didn't like our start against Centralia, that we came out very sluggish and flat, but told the boys it was a little resemblance of the way we've been starting practice lately. So I think it's just trying to keep improving and keep building off of that and seeing and learning from each game. You know, everybody in the TVL who's left on the championship side is a tough team, and you're going to have to play your best to come out on top.
Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and good luck here, upcoming here in the Twin Valley League Tournament play, chasing that fourth consecutive Twin Valley League Championship title.
All right, thanks, Crendon.
That was head coach Jason Tynan for the Axel Eagles. Coverage here for Axel will continue on 92.1 KMZA as they will take on the Duff West Mustangs starting at 7:30 p.m. roughly there at the Twin Valley League Tournament.